Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
One of these days, we're going to come in here on a Monday morning after a nice little holiday and family together, and we're thankful for this and we're thankful for that. One day we're going to come in and go, we're thankful for both our football teams that start with Miami, the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Hurricanes. But didn't happen. Didn't happen Thursday and did not happen Saturday. You just heard Joe Z on the call, and you heard Green Bay players talking about the Dolphins look cold. By the way, they played cold. So all that talk and all the narratives that word got just absolutely abused last week. All of it's fair, man. Everything. Fins played an all-around bad game. And I don't think it was just cold weather, by the way. I think they were affected. I mean, unless they want to try to explain all the missed tackles and penalties and everything else that affect them. It's not like it's the first time they've been on the road. And it was just bad all the way around. You got a, second and one, got a third and one, and a fourth and one down on the goal line and could not score. So, it was penalties back. The penalties have been real good, but it was back. I think a lot of it's just back because Green Bay is just a lot better than we are, man. Green Bay is just a lot better than we are. So it's funny, Woody, as we get into all this stuff and the Canes, my God, up 21-0, and you're feeling real good, and the next thing you know, that thing's all tied up, and now it's going back and forth, and Jacoby George, just a bad, bad time for a penalty, a 15-yard penalty, and of course, then you get it back to 4th-and-10, and Mario decides, and instead of going for it, said analytics, they're throwing out numbers at them. And I don't know what you were thinking, but I'm thinking 4th-and-10. That defense ain't stopped anybody in three quarters. That's what I was thinking. The Miami Hurricanes defense did not stop anyone after the first couple of drives. So they decide to kick it, and you're going, okay, it sounds great. I mean, I get it, you know, if you know what you're thinking, and you can get the ball back. We just got to get a three and out, but you just – weren't getting a lot of three and outs. They got on a roll, and they were able to do whatever they wanted, including their receivers just absolutely destroying the secondary of the Miami Hurricanes. So now it's a wait and see. Now everybody's in that politicking for their team, and the PR people are sending out numbers, and we did this and we did that. You lost the game. You lost a game that we shouldn't have to go through this backdoor. Backdoor begging of like, no, listen, they lost to two bad teams. I know we lost. We think the two teams we lost to on the last drive and we had a chance and all that. And I get it. But you know what? Shouldn't have to come down to that, man. Shouldn't have to come down to that. And the sad part of this, if you don't get one of those 12 spots, and it's going to be close. I don't know what's going to happen in these championship games this weekend. But I do know that if they don't get in, and not getting in the ACC championship game, we just wasted one of the best years that we've ever had of quarterback play. And we will ever see down here for the numbers that Cam Ward put up. And I know what you're thinking. Well, he put up 38, and you knew he had to score in the 40s, which is kind of funny. You know, he scored 38, and you know, you didn't score as much after the first quarter, early second quarter. But this is what happens, man. It's just disappointing not to get the ACC championship game and at least get a chance to play SMU. But you're out. Now you got to watch. And so we'll see what happens and how that game plays out. And everybody's got their own thoughts on ways to still get in. But Listen, man, you got to look in the mirror before you do anything else, and you start worrying, and, well, we think we deserve, you deserve what? The way that defense played, what do you deserve? So that would be my first thought on what has been a fun year of watching the team. Every game had the same theme, and then a couple of them finally catch up to you where you're like, all right, we've been here before, and two road games you weren't, in Georgia Tech in Atlanta, and then that game up in Syracuse, you're just not able to come all the way back and get it.
You know, listening to talk about all the stuff that Cam Ward's done for this team, it's even more disheartening that they took the ball out of his hands late in that game, and he never got it back, man. Like, and I know the analytics and all that stuff, and that's what Coach said after the game. I know they lean on that stuff heavily, but to take everything that guy's done for you, to take the ball out of his hands in the final minutes of that game is very disheartening. Yeah. Man.
I don't know what the percentage is of 4th and 10 on 10. I'm guessing, you know, it's not great, but I feel a lot more comfortable with that than I do with putting that defense and telling that defense to get a stop. Syracuse was playing catch with that football. Now everybody's going to go, well, but they're trying to run the clock out, and now they changed their style and all that stuff. And I thought about it, and I was talking to people and curious. People know a lot more. Listen, I've never been in those situations. We've seen some coaches at the highest level in the NFL absolutely with some of the worst coaching that you could possibly see. It cost one guy's job in Chicago, and the guy in Las Vegas should not be very comfortable either for his stuff.
The end of that Bears game was wild. I know we'll go around the games later. That one was crazy. But look, man, I get that call perhaps if your defense is playing lights out.
Oh, no,
right?
Yeah, you got a good
And you're in a game that isn't a total shootout. Your defense isn't allowing, you know, a touchdown on every single drive. And this isn't just that game, by the way, Joe. Defense is got carved, I don't know how many weeks in a row, but it's been an issue, right? I've been talking about it for a while now. And then to take the ball out of the guy's hands and pray that you get it back. By the way, you still need a touchdown regardless.
Yes.
Right? It's not like you cut it
correct
to three.
Nope.
It'd be one thing if it was six. Like, then I would maybe understand it. Like,
right.
All right, then you get the ball back, you kick a field goal, you tie, whatever.
Right.
But I still don't like the call. But
the field goal, another field goal, you're still a point short to when you're now working.
Yes,
so
you still
clock
need a touchdown regardless. So it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know what they were hoping to get the ball back and have to go 80 yards with 2 minutes again.
Plus, you can't even trust your own guys. You bounce off a guy on a penalty. In that situation, and the Jacoby George penalty just.
Yeah, it was a killer. It was a killer.
There
were a lot of plays, by the way. It wasn't just that call. The fumble by, and I hate to say this because I love the guy, but the fumble by Restrepo was very costly.
You don't even get a chance to put your defense on the field. Not that maybe it would have mattered, but you're right.
Because that was the kind of game where it was like the team with the ball at the end is probably going to.
He's running for a first down, and that thing pops right into defender, and he runs it back. And that,
you're going in there to take the lead. You're going to take the lead on that drive.
You cannot afford.
No.
The way your team's playing, it's like.
And you finally got lucky enough to force one yourself, right?
Right.
Which was like.
So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to, man, and most of it is not good. So I'm bouncing and back and forth here with all the stuff. By the way, FIU and FAU both get rid of their coaches a week apart. Head coaches got fired at two of our Division I programs, one in Boca and one down in Miami. So they'll be looking or on their way to looking for coaches after poor seasons. Just getting back to the Dolphins, and we do have a lot of stuff, got a lot of great high school football, had some great games over the weekend. We'll get to that a little bit as well. But there was really nothing good to say about that weather and the way the Dolphins played against a really good team again in that weather on the road. And it was bad all around. It really was. Special teams got off to a terrible start on a return, which everybody kind of forgets about because then you fumble a punt and give them the shortest field after you stop them, and they go in and score. And then, but the tackling, record amount of missed tackles, back up to 10 penalties, that goal line situation, You got second and goal at the one, third and goal at the one, and fourth and goal at the one, and didn't even have confidence because you couldn't run. You got dominated on the line of scrimmage. Did I leave that out? They got dominated on both sides of the ball. They did. And I watched Tua warm up, and he was throwing it, man. They're like, you know, everybody wants to know. First thing, hey, is he – look, no, he was zipping it around. Actually, his receivers were warming up hard, which in that kind of weather, I'm guessing, you know, to stay warm, they were getting after it and running. I was like, wow, okay. So he doesn't look affected by it. First half, I didn't he missed some throws. He didn't not look comfortable. And second half, they're playing catch up. But when you're down 27-3, the start of the fourth quarter, against one of the best teams in football, and all that stuff that comes with it, but the delay of games, and it was just bad. It was bad all the way around. You can clean it up and stuff, and all right, moving on. We got five left, and these are the teams we play. And you're right. I watched the Jets yesterday. Getting ready to go up 28-7. Aaron Rodgers misses a wide open Garrett Wilson on a beautiful quick post corner route. My God, my body couldn't even do that. It was great. Got the guy completely biting on the post. He's wide open, and Aaron Rodgers overthrows him by about 3 yards. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was just a horrible throw. Now he comes back. They run a post pattern to Garrett Wilson. And, Aaron Rodgers, who's been around the league, did not see the defensive lineman, Mr. Williams, go into coverage, gets back out, and runs right into, on his drop, into zone, gets right into the throw, makes a great catch for a big guy, and runs 97 yards or 93 yards, whichever, runs down the sideline for 300 pounds, and nobody catches him, and now you're in a ball game after you had a chance to really kind of put it away. So the Jets come down here 3-9 on Sunday. And now they're saying they don't know if Aaron Rodgers. Everybody's asking a question. I don't know. The Jets used to, no matter what the situation was, and I tell this story, a little history lesson here. 1 year we were 8-8 and they were 4-12 and they beat us twice. including last game of the season. So I don't know which team. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers, if they bench him, they're asking about it. They said they don't plan on it. I don't know if the owner's going to step in and say, I've seen enough. But you play the Jets, who obviously got their own problems. But that was a huge loss, man. I mean, it's just, you talk about a chance to come home and feel good instead of looking after three quarters. And now they go into a little bit of a prevent defense, and you get some stats on it, but you got your ass kicked pretty good all the way around. It wasn't one area. It was all areas, really. Couldn't run the ball. The final numbers there, and the numbers in the running game have not been good for now. What, last four games have not been good after four really good games of at least 149 yards. Now, and you're falling behind, so you get out your what you want to do. And so it was a tough one, folks. I came home and I was like, wow, all right, I'm going to get a little rest. I'll get ready for the Canes. And they, God, my God, they go up 21-0. You're like, holy smokes, just keep scoring. Don't look around, just keep scoring. And because I was afraid there was going to be a little break in that defense, and boy, when the floodgates opened up on that defense, they started catching everything, even in decent coverage, physically going up and getting the ball, and just got after, and a rough day for the cornerbacks, all of them. Everybody in that secondary probably had a game that would not want to watch the highlights or the tape of and critique that thing, because it was rough. By the way, they're going after linebackers can't cover. They're trying some different things. Mezzador's out there, and he's tripping around, and, you know, he's a pass rusher. That's what he does.
Oh, the defense was a disaster, man. I mean, they would have gotten the ball. They would have scored a game. I mean, they could have scored in the 50s in that game, Joe, if they wanted to. But the Dolphins game, you go back to that, was so unbelievably disappointing because you finally started to buy in. that they were playing a little bit better and they could get over the hump and at the very least play those guys tough.
Yeah.
And they just, there were no signs of life, man.
How ugly
is that offense? Like, that's supposed to be the strength of this team. Their offense is a freaking mess.
And
I know everyone's on the afterwards. I know you're not on Twitter, but everyone's like, you know, is it Tua's fault? Is it not Tua's fault? He's part of the problem.
No, he didn't make throws. He should have
made. He is part of the problem, and he's the reason that you can't, you know, he's one of the main reasons you can't get over this hump.
Well, there was plenty of blame to go around.
And there should be. But that, I mean, the whole effort was a joke, man.
And
they're so far away from being one of those teams.
How can you not score when you get down? It's actually going to be a one-score game, even though it's kind of misleading. But you're like, all right, hey, you get this, and you get the two-point conversion, you know, all right, and you can't get in from a yard out. Is there anybody you can run behind? Can you load it up? You got a real good blocking fullback. You got some good blocking tight end. I don't know. All right, I do know this. We got to go to break here on this
good start.
Monday.
Good start.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
No, just Jesus.
Anything else? Heat lost.
My wife left me, and the dog bit me on the leg going out the door. No, I'm just kidding. For the family out there, I'm just joking that is concerned with that. Atlantic Men's Clinic. You won't be concerned with them. And I'll tell you what, man, if you're dealing with ED and low T and it kind of kicked in, man, you were just snapping watching these games and your energy level and all you did was eat and eat and eat. And somebody said, let's go for a walk. And you get, nah, I'm not really feeling it. I'm kind of tired. And your sex drive over the weekend was just not there again. Hey, man, you got ED and low T. It's normal. This is what happens to men as we get older. Sometimes it happens to guys in their 40s, sometimes 50s. It happened to me in my 60s, and when it did, when I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I did not want to go and meet with their professionals, and I tell you what, like going to that party you didn't want to go to, and you ended up having a blast, that was my reaction to going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. It'll be yours, too. If you are going through, knowing you have low T and absolutely no energy and tired all the time, and ED, you know if it's working or not, you know if things are working or not, and if you're having problems, schedule a consultation this holiday season with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider. You get the test, the T and the PSA test. You'll get your results. They'll go over everything with you. Then you decide if you want to go on the program. The program works, and it works fast. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Reason I'm telling you about this is, and been talking about, it's been 9 months. And, man, I got great results, and I know you will too. 877-455-7300. Hey, it doesn't have to be retirement, and this is the way it is. 877-455-7300. Don't be embarrassed. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Marty, that final drive, you go for the pick field goal instead of going for it on fourth and goal. What went into the decision?
Use analytics. You know, if it was outside the 10-yard line with 4 minutes to go, it was, get the points and get a stop. You're going to have to get a stop anyways with 4 minutes. And if it was, the clock was wound down more, it was a heavy go.
All right, and welcome back. That was Mario Cristobal, who will not be on this morning. I think is going to be on later this week because National Signing Day is coming up. So anyway, that was your Saturday. Up 21-0, end up losing 42-38. And boy, I'll tell you what: once those floodgates open defensively. And by the way, nobody was safe back there. If you were covering a receiver, you were not safe. And their coach did a great job hanging in there with them. And one thing about it, when you can throw the ball, you can catch up real quickly. And they did. A couple of their receivers had huge games. Even when the coverage was pretty good, actually, they just physically got manhandled going up by the ball, and guys are falling down or getting knocked down,
this is an interesting one here. Joe 561 said the Canes here on the text line. The Canes were more disappointing, especially being up 21.
Yes,
I don't know. I don't know which one was more disappointing. I mean, I guess I thought the Dolphins would put up more of a fight, partially because you sold me on it, but they obviously just completely rolled over. The Canes, yeah, I mean, the Canes gave away a really big opportunity. you know, and if they end up in the Pinstripe Bowl or whatever bowl they're going to end up in, it'd be very disappointing. I will say this, Joe, I know they're going to campaign to get into the playoff. I don't know what team out of that top 12 you'd really want to play at this moment, considering that, you know, the ACC has just carved up your defense.
Yeah.
No. I know you'd rather get in and roll the dice, but
yeah, like, no, you want to get in to roll the dice. It'd be great to have your team in, but you know, the problems just they couldn't fix the problems defensively. Just could not fix them. And they got matchups, and we've seen this all year long. I think linebackers really struggled in coverage when they had to cover. Tried some different guys, but listen, man, let's be honest. If there's a matchup at every level that somebody and they pick it up, a few times they did try to go blitz and it got picked up and, you know, guys were open and it was just throw and catch. It really was. So the other thing is there's going to be this talk about the temperature thing and the team's getting tired of hearing it. The Dolphins are. Talk of the temperature and being soft and can't beat good teams on the road late in the season. It's not going away. It's not going away. Now, you got some cold weather games coming up, the last two of the season.
Was the weather that bad there, though, Joe? Like, it didn't – I mean, it looked cold, but it wasn't like – it wasn't snowing or anything. Like, last night's game was wild. Those guys from San Francisco could not find their footing.
Yeah, we saw guys fall down. Defensive linemen were falling down coming off the ball.
Buffalo was at a clear advantage in that game. There's no question. But there was also like 10 feet of snow. I didn't get that from the Packer game. You were on the field beforehand. I know it was cold, but was it really that bad of conditions?
So no, it wasn't. But let me just say this, man. This whole cold thing, it's really starting to get annoying. I think it's getting annoying to guys that have played, you know, because we just blame the cold weather. They're just better physically all around than we are. They really are. I mean, they've won a whole bunch of games. What are they now? Green Bay's got, 9 or 10 wins on the season. So I want to start with that. But the other thing is, you're in the AFC East, and you're going to have to play some of your schedule In your own division, not to mention other teams. A lot of teams. Most teams are in cold weather. You get outside of California and Arizona and the indoor facilities and the state of Florida, there's a lot of cold weather areas, and it starts around this time of the year. Even late November, it was cold. Early December, it really starts to pick up. Like, it's part of your schedule. It's not going away. Like, the cold weather... And I think a lot more of it has to do is in their brains. But you know what? I watched them tackle. They looked like they were tackling like it was cold. By the way, apparently it wasn't just me. Finn's linebacker, Jordan Brooks. We were soft today. I feel like the elements played a part in how we played as a group. You know, the coach got to come out. He's talking about the defense. He wasn't talking about my guys on my side. He's talking about the... So, you know, the narrative, which... Again, just the word got abused. Like, continues. Can't win in cold weather, late in the season, against good teams.
This cold weather thing is such BS. How about you can't beat a team you can't beat a good team. You can't beat a playoff caliber team. You're just not good enough. You're soft, all that stuff. I didn't buy that soft thing last year, man, but, I mean, even Jason Garrett on the broadcast was like, he was crushing them, and he loves the Dolphins.
He said...
So much nice stuff about Tua the prior week, and it's like,
I do believe this, the speed gets neutralized in the cold weather. Like, oh, this team's so fast because every time
the speed doesn't work in the warm weather, Joe. Like, you beat up on bad teams.
Well, that's what they do. They've been beaten up.
You beat up on bad teams, you inflate your numbers so they look great. And these things, this just continues to happen. It's the same result.
Well, you got to beat who's ever on your schedule.
I understand that.
And I want to say there are a couple teams that were supposed to be better than they are. So this works out for the Dolphins. But, you know, and they are pretty good at beating up on the bad teams when their quarterback's playing, when Tua's playing. I don't say the backups, but when Tua's playing, they've done a good job of, if you got a bad record And obviously, if you're sitting there with three wins this late in the year, you haven't been very good. I mean, it's not like, oh, we lost a tight game. Yeah, you're probably a pretty bad team. Not saying you can't win. We've seen some three-win teams get, you know, good wins. But, you know, this schedule, the sad part of the whole thing for this Dolphins team, the Jets got all kinds of problems. Cleveland ended up not being Cleveland. At the 49ers are coming to town. The 49ers were one of the favorites in the NFC. They got the same record you do.
Yeah, but man, look, I don't know that Dolphin fans want to hear it anymore. If the team wins out, they win out, Joe, but like, even if they do, they're just not a very good team. The roster's a joke. It's very poorly put together. You got a quarterback that I don't think can play in, you can't play in bad conditions. He can't play against good teams. You know, 3 points?
3 points
until, and you
quarters.
Know what, by the way, for all those people like it's not Tua's fault. Yeah, they back off at a certain point. The defense backs off a little bit.
Yeah, they did.
They're not gonna play the same way when it's 27-3.
They did soften up. Anybody that doesn't think they didn't soften up.
So like, yeah, numbers. The numbers are okay. Like I get it. He put up some numbers, but it all happened after the fact.
They were Green Bay starts playing against the clock and hey, to keep everything in front of you.
Yes.
Clock keeps moving. All those things are true. We got to come back. We got to get a few first downs. We'll punt back down to the other end and see if they can score again. Second part is, and Barry Jackson actually had a really good article in the Miami Herald, the makeup of this team, which no matter what, when this thing gets over, is going to have to be discussed. You loaded up on 5 or 6 guys, paid them a lot of money, and so this team obviously has some holes in it. It does. There's some coaches that I think are really good coaches are getting the most out of their guys. And the truth be known is some of these guys just aren't good enough to be starters. But this is what happens when you load up and you pay 4 or 5 guys a lot of money. And now you got to fill it out, the rest of your roster, and it puts more pressure on drafts to hit. More guys need to come in and play right away. And if that doesn't happen or you miss on some other picks and they're not playing well, and that was Barry's whole point, then, you know, it's just not a sound 53-man roster. But
it needs to be rebuilt, though, Joe. That's the issue that I think we're getting at here.
I know that
you kind of masked it a little bit these last handful of games. You're playing crap teams, and you're starting to get back closer to 500. They need to rebuild this entire thing, unfortunately. This rebuild clearly did not work. And I think to continue forward with this and just start trying to patch pieces in there, and it's just not working.
Well, what they've built.
And it's sad. It really is, because you spent a lot of time doing it.
It's been a long rebuild. You spent a lot of money on two wide receivers who, honestly,
are not making an impact.
No. That's the one, like, I don't mind spending the money. Like, if you're going to pay a pass rusher who lines up and is putting up double digit and getting after it, then you pay those guys. You get one of those really, really special guys, but the way this offense is running right now, you know, you gave those two guys, I don't know how many combos, I'm guessing as a combo, we're either 1 or 2 in the NFL. I don't know about the Eagles also have their top two guys signed. But we just don't get enough out of it. We're running the offense, we're running the last couple years, and that's what they were paid for. But, yeah, you're going to have to go back, Woody, to your point. You got to have to go back and reevaluate how you're doing this thing, and it's got to be an honest. You know, when you meet with the owners, everything's got to be honest, brutally honest.
Well, the owner's got to have the basketballs to make some moves here, man.
Well, he needs
somebody to
explain everything to him when he looks at it. Like, if I'm Stephen Ross, I'm going, I spent a lot of money, man, a lot of signing bonus money. I don't know what the final numbers, but when these guys get these new contracts and get extensions, a lot of that money's paid up front. So, you know, in the world of signing bonus that goes in throughout and it knocks down the cap number and all those things. But you know, you're expecting more than what you're getting right now. I don't care. I don't want to hear about the injury or this guy or that guy. Yeah, I know. You lost three defensive backs in that game. Two didn't play and another guy didn't play in the game. But, man, listen, it's in case you haven't looked, if you didn't look around, I had a chance yesterday to look around the league. Everybody's missing four or five guys. Everybody's missing three or four or five guys. And that's why depth of a roster is important. Development of young guys to be able to play right away and be a big part of it is important. All that stuff. All right.
By the way, off the top of my head, Buffalo was missing wide receiver, tight end, just on offense alone, right?
Yeah, Dalton did not.
Come on, man.
Well, listen, the big guy, big 17, just...
Unbelievable.
Right off the bat, they were struggling, and the first run, I don't know if it was a third and long, but he takes off and just running guys. As a matter of fact, he looked like he hurt his hand a little bit.
Yeah, but he was fine like 2 minutes later, yeah, right? That's kind of how it works for them. By the way, the text line this morning is remarkable. I got to read you some of these at some point here, man. This is pretty good stuff. I don't know which coach people want their head more this morning.
Oh, listen.
Dolphins, Cades, people are not happy.
No, there's, you know.
They were equally, they were very, very disappointing, both of them. I thought the Canes had a much better chance to win than the Dolphins, obviously.
I did, too. I mean, well, of course you did. Yeah.
But, you
should.
The problem is you start to buy in again with the Dolphins, and it's the same crap over and over and over again. Yeah. You buy in, you get suckered in by them.
Yep.
And they go and lay an egg.
Yep. No question. All right. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's a holiday season, man, and I got to tell you, that means it is a great time if you're starting to look around. You know what? You've decided you're going to go get yourself something brand new. Spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, man, these are the best overall products we've ever had, man. Conveniently located in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County, check out the 2024 Chevy Colorado. Check out the new Silverado trucks, and maybe it's to the SUV family, because I got to tell you, man, when it comes to some great-looking Suburbans and Tahoes, matter of fact, the new Tahoes are coming out with a brand-new look here any day now, man. Can't wait to find out what those bad boys going to look like. They're going to have a new look to them as well, but if you're starting to look around, your lease is up, or you just want something new, you put a lot of miles, and you're ready to get yourself something new or used with low mileage, your South Florida Chevy dealers would love to see you, man. And especially if it's about room, it's about style, whatever it is, man. South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better during this holiday season for you to stop by and take some test drives and fall in love. Hey, when you want to do it all, Chevy's got you covered. Chevrolet, together let's drive. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
All right, Joe, before we get back to the show here, let's see. We got a few different things for you. First thing I can tell people is we have a 4-pack of Heat tickets to give away.
4-pack?
Yeah. Take the family. How about that one, man? Joe complains you go from 2 to 4. How about that? Cavs on December 8th. I think we're going to have a pair of...
The Cavs. Oh, by the way, the Cavs. That's
the best,
a great game.
Yeah, the best team in basketball. Right?
So well, you got, when is that again?
December 8th. So that's 6 days from today, I think.
When are you going to do it, Woody?
I don't know. We'll do that at some point. Also, want to let you know, holiday favorite, the Nutcracker, is coming to the Arts Center December 13th through the 24th. We have tickets for that as well. Get into the holiday spirit there, Joe. It's easy to enter. Just go to WQAM.com and head over to the contest page to register. That would be the Nutcracker. Cracking nuts.
See why you What's wrong with you?
I don't know. By the way, we used to see that show every
Shut
year.
Up.
They would take us when we were like we were in school. You
You're
know?
So such a child. Hey man.
Hey man. Anything we can do to laugh on a morning like this? You know,
so can I just share something with you?
Yeah, please.
I did it again.
Yeah.
Today's my anniversary. I just got a text. God.
Yeah, you told me. I know.
Every year.
Why didn't you just write back, say you too? I didn't want to wake you up, you know.
I did.
Good. So you're okay. You may want to stop after the show, get a little something.
Why wouldn't you just give me a heads up, man? Why wouldn't she
well,
just go, hey, you know, or our anniversary's coming up here. Oh, my God, I'm just, yeah, it's been great. This has happened. You know where I was last time? Last year, you know what happened?
You're on
the plane's
road.
Taken off. Mm. On a Saturday, And it's in the afternoon, and she was waiting and waiting and waiting. Went, happy anniversary to you too, as the plane's taking off. I swear to God, it was like somebody called her as the plane's taking off.
That's rough. I remember that one, yeah.
Oh, man.
What is today, a Beverly's Jewelers Day?
I don't know.
You're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Of course, I booked a bunch of stuff, including tennis.
You booked a bunch of stuff, meaning stuff for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Very selfish stuff. Oh, boy. Anyway, hey, back to...
Can't be any worse than the text line right now.
Oh, no. Listen, man. I knew this. I felt the same way.
Someone said Joe still has time. Go get that ED medication, a dozen roses, and some takeout. There you go. That'd be a big night for you.
You may not care about the ED thing, but good God, the flower's probably a good idea. Damn it.
I don't know what's getting ripped the most here, man. So I give you like the rundown here, Joe. So we got the Canes defense, the Canes coaching decisions down the stretch. We have the Dolphins just being soft all over the place. Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer, Tua. I mean, whatever you want to go with this one, it's like.
Well.
The Dolphins, by the way, just to sum this up, Joe, like, I don't know where you stand on this. I've kind of been on this longer than you have, obviously. They need to rebuild this thing, and it can't obviously be with the people that are there right now.
I totally agree that this thing, the way it's structured and what you're doing.
Did you hear Josh Allen talking about his coach last night? He did an interview with Jason Garrett before the game.
I did hear it.
Like, why can't you be like that? Where everyone's still like they could beat themselves or happy, like, but you're still a football coach.
So
you think the Bills are soft? Like, nothing about that team is soft, man.
So I think it's not like guys show up. I just think, or don't show up for a game. I just think in certain areas, we're just not very good. We're not. And by the way, when one guy goes out, the backups, there's a big drop-off in certain positions too. So it sounded good when it was, you know, kind of put together. And you're like, okay, if, you know, we're going to build on last year and, you know, if we stay healthy in this position or that position, because they, you know, they used that defensive end thing to death last year. That thing got, you know, we've lost our top four pass rushers. They did. And, you know, they're picking guys up off the street and they're going, hey, we'll take care of that. We'll get more depth. And bottom line is, and I got to tell you, man, some of the position coaches are really, really good at what they do. This is a really good group. Like, they're getting the most out of what they're given to coach. And I think the thing that bothered me the most, as bad as it was, is you're down on the 1 yard line. You're down on the 1 yard from scoring. You're second and goal on the 1. You're third and goal on the 1. And you're fourth and goal on the 1. Now listen, in that weather, you got to be able to do what everybody else did yesterday, and that is just pound it in. Matter of fact, Philadelphia is running quarterback sneaks. They get close. And by the way, everybody goes, oh, you know what's coming next.
I think it would be best if you don't compare us to teams like that.
No, I'm not even done. How about the Vic Fangio?
I got to
apologize to guess who's got the number one defense in the NFL, Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio took 2 draft picks. I believe they're top 2 corners, their number first round pick, and he's got those guys. And they got off to a little slow start because I remember making fun and now, okay, let's see Vic. Vic's got that thing rolling. They stopped trying to throw the ball and they got back to being physical. And damn, they got a chance. I mean, they got after it last night. By the way, what happened? Maybe the story of yesterday, I don't want to take away from anything, but what happened to Justin Tucker? How do you go from being called a Hall of Fame GOAT of all kickers to absolutely cannot make extra points?
Yeah, it was wild.
Miss chip shots. And by the way, they're not even close. He gets over it now. He's missed more field goals than any guy this year. And he cost them the game last. I don't know how else to say it. He cost them the game. They couldn't get touchdowns.
Yeah, but that Eagles team, man, good Lord. I mean, that defense is intense.
Yeah.
I know the guy was mean. He was too mean for us down here.
Oh, no.
And apparently, in fairness, I don't want to sound like a total hypocrite. I thought he was a bum. Like, I didn't like his personality either, but...
Well, it didn't fit in, but apparently it works. It works everywhere he goes, except it didn't work here.
Who was crying about him? Was it Javon Holland or something was crying? Kick Rocks or whatever?
No. A lot of guys. A lot of guys didn't like
his too mean.
Just whatever I tell you, just do.
Yeah. And the other guy that's in Minnesota, he was too mean too, right? They didn't like him.
He's good too.
By the way, he might have been on to something with this whole quarterback thing.
Hey, by the way, we got to go to break here. We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. I do want to tell you about the main man. Yeah, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your company during the holiday season, you finally just said, this is it. I'm about ready to wrap this thing up, find out what it's worth, have somebody help me sell this. Well, the main man has lots of buyers here in South Florida. A lot of folks are moving to South Florida and are looking to buy companies and businesses just like yours. This is what he does, man. Helps put together deals. And he's been doing it for a while now. He wants to let you know if you're going through the process of being tired and stressed out, you're tired of the competition, you're tired of your employees driving you nuts, and you're just going home at night and you find yourself just wiped out and going, I really don't want to do this any longer. It was great to our family for a long time, but it is time to sell. Well, if you're going through that, you need to let the main man take care of it for you. Maybe time for you to sell that business. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo, who can flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. Now, here's the second part to this whole thing. A lot of you guys don't have any idea what your business is worth. You think you might know. Well, sit down with the main man. He offers a free, no-obligation business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today. He's got people looking to buy companies. Doesn't matter how specialized. Doesn't matter what size they are. He can help you sell your business and do it quickly. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online to themainman.com. That's Anthony Caliendo, an impressive fella who can get it done for you.